Boom.
Dear Chicago. Every time I hear that, I feel like saying,
"Beep all."
Drove to Chicago.
I ain't in camp to give Chicago a Super Bowl champ. And
Fullerton is next. Doors open on the left at Fullerton.
How about Chicago? I could be there.
Welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
And this is Throwing Shade. Oh.
We wish we were throwing shade. Well, we wish we had their numbers.
I was going to say,
we wish we had their tour.
Right, right. We could.
We just need to steal their
We need a sponsor and some money. Right.
and listeners. Right.
And hopefully our sponsor would provide that.
Right. Oh, y'all, the babies are in the room today. They're both laying down on the rug, being good girls. So you might hear them. They sound like reindeer when they move. So welcome, Roger. You're listening to Foul Monkeys, people. We record out of Chicago, Illinois. Illinois. Mm-hmm.
Illinois.
This is episode 631.
Yes.
I just realized we did 10 shows last month in the month of July.
Yes, because we did short shows.
Oh yeah.
And then we took a break. Didn't we?
We did take a break, like almost 2 weeks, right?
Yeah.
Still did 10 shows.
Oh, that's because you traveled. Yeah.
Yeah.
Four
of those are 15. Four of those are 20-minute shows.
Yeah.
So that's still six shows.
Because what do we normally do? Six shows a month? Because it's
usually eight, right?
Eight. I'm sorry. Not six.
Anyway. So welcome to Foul Monkeys. This is Ricky.
This is Orange.
What's going on this week? I don't know what we're... you did get a new bottle.
I did.
Just noticed that was brand new. Where did you get it?
It's called Hydro Flask.
And what's it do?
Vacuum insulated. It's stainless steel. So if I wanted to have a hot drink in this 40 ounce, I could. I don't know why I would want to do that.
I always freak out with those because I don't know how to wash them.
You wash them with the baby, like...
the baby scrubber?
Yeah, something like that. Or what some people would know as a toilet bowl cleaner.
Ew.
Because it looks like that.
Right.
Yeah, you just clean it with that.
Oh, okay.
And it's stainless steel. Keeps your drinks...
So it's a thermos.
Basically, the problem with the reason these are a little bit better is because plastic is porous and these are not. So it doesn't, you could keep water in here for a long time and it doesn't get cruddy.
Have you ever heard one of those explode before? Like dropped and like it explodes.
And break?
Yeah.
Well, the only way that would happen is if it had something inside of it.
Well, it's vacuum sealed, so it has pressure on the inside no matter when. But when... it's even when it's empty, if it falls and breaks, it's like the loudest boom. Yeah, it's like a duck.
Oh yeah, I could see
it's
why.
Loud.
Yeah, because it's vacuum
it's like,
sealed.
Damn, what?
Damn, girl,
dangerous.
I would be like, oh, excuse me, girl. Oh my god. So I thought about this. I don't ask me why I was thinking about this, but I thought it was really funny. Because
poop, periods, vaginas,
it is,
armpits,
it is regarding.
Tits.
Not poop per se, but farting.
Okay.
I was
one of those.
Right. I was actually in the shedder, and I was thinking about the time that you were talking about how one of your coworkers was really loud when he would fart.
Oh my god!
And I said, wouldn't it be so hilarious if some show did a skit where there's actually a trumpet player in the big stall, and they were like, I'm sorry, that was really loud. And then we like kind of like have people walk in there and be like, what the fuck is that? Like, Jesus, you got a problem. Hey, buddy, are you okay? And they come out, no, I'm really practicing with my trumpet.
Right. I'm telling you, the straight...
And I don't know why.
Gay guys, but straight guys, I mean, they just let...
Don't care.
I mean, boom, bam, plop. I mean, like...
they don't have...
Can't you take your
time? Shame.
Why do you have to... explode your ass out all in 1 second? Like, you can't take your time.
Well, you know, sometimes you can't hold it in. Like, it's gonna come out, and it's gonna come out loud and fierce.
I'm Hi, ring-a-ling-a-ling.
Ring-a-ling-a-ling. Ring-a-ling-a-ling.
Even when I'm in there, if I first, I will not. Ivy, hey. Stop. Lay down. If I walk into a bathroom and I have to do number two and someone's in there, I will not go to that bathroom.
So a guy walks into a bar is basically what you're saying.
Then if I do get in there and there's no one in there, as soon as someone walks in, it's like I can't do it. I don't.
But do you realize that you cause yourself more harm than you actually do?
I can't do it. I cannot let it out.
So in Spanish, there's a saying that goes, I'll say it in Spanish and then I'll translate it in English. It's saying, prefiero perder un amigo que la tripa, which basically means that I'd rather lose a friend than my stomach. So it's essentially what I like. If it's gonna come out, deuces. yes. Anyways,
I can't like. I like shut it down. And then there's some times where I really have to go and there's someone in there and I'm like, oh my God, I'm like, my ass is like I'm shivering, like quivering, trying to keep it You're closed. Like, and it just comes out and I'm like, oh no. And I'm like flushing at the same time, you know?
All right. So that could.
And get a courtesy flush straight, guys. Courtesy flush.
Oh, I have a rule. So here's my rule for when you go to the washroom, whether it's private or in public, you. First of all, you hopefully have Lysol wipes with you and you clean it down first because that's disgusting. But anyway, so you drop, you flush, you clean, you flush, and then you flush again, and then you flush one more time. And the reason why I say there's the periodic three flushes afterwards is because that's going to suck all the nasty particles in the air into the toilet. And you better hope to
that.
That
sounds like.
I know that it's a lot of like waste of water.
A lot of waste of water, and it sounds like a Mexican myth.
No, it's not a Mexican myth. It's Roger's myth. Like, anytime I go to the washroom, first of all, I do not like to use a washroom in public, one. Two, if I'm using it at work because we have a private bathroom.
Oh, God, I literally cannot do that.
I literally will flush. First of all, I will walk in there because typically if I'm using the washroom at work, it's like DEFCON 10. So right. I'm like, I turn the water. I'm like, I'm cleaning the bowl.
Your babies are be birthing.
It's like the turtle head poking out. And then I, you know, line it up with toilet paper. It literally looks like a murder scene on the toilet before I sit down. It's like caution tape everywhere. And then I will do that.
I do flush at least twice because I hate going into a bathroom
and it where smells somebody like death. Well,
that or somebody has left their markings all over the I might put some fucking toilet paper in the goddamn toilet and flush. It'll clear that right up. What the fuck is wrong with you? Nobody wants to see your innards.
While you're shitting, pee and put your dick inside the bowl so you're peeing on the bowl so that it cleans the or get up and pee. Like, or pee or hold your pee until you get up and do something because nobody likes to go in there and shit marks all over.
Yeah.
Gross.
It's the worst.
Gross. Oh, anyway. Straight people.
Straight people don't know how to shit.
Right. Because they don't care.
I don't know. It's do you go to a urinal to pee and then just fart all over the place? Because apparently there's a bunch of straight guys that like to do that at my work, which sends me into laughter hysterics as well. Like on the inside, I'm like, oh my God, I want to laugh. Don't do that.
The ones that are standing at the stall, not at the stall, at the urinal. They're pissing and
that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. Why are you crop dusting me?
That's not crop dusting. That's just like plain out, like trying to fucking, that's like fumigating your ass out of the bathroom.
Why do you, and it's not like the person next to you is not going to know. I mean, right. You're like 6 inches away from each other, you know? I mean, stop.
Well, I also think that.
Go into the stall and do that and wait until people are out.
Well, I think that the urinals are bad design to begin with. Like, it should be like, I think my friend visited England, and in England, I can't remember where she went, but they have their own personal pods. So you like literally walk into this room and it's individual pods. And you walk into, you open the pod door and you walk in, you close it and you do your business. And it's not open in the top, so it's literally a pod. So you're literally...
So it's like a truck shitting stop. And farting. They kind of do all... Because their bathrooms are all one kind of room.
Kind of, but not every truck stop is like that. Like, I like the ones...
You're an expert at truck stops.
I like the ones, because there are ones that go where the wall goes all the way to the ceiling, uh-huh. and it's all the way to the ground. Mm-hmm. So it is like an... airports usually have those. Mm-hmm. I prefer those, because those are, like, it's private. So it's kind of the same idea, but the best part about this particular bathroom that she went to, like, as soon as you open the door and you come out...
It flushes?
No, someone comes in and cleans it down. Like, literally.
Oh, so there's, like, an attendant.
Yeah.
But then you kind of feel like you have to give them money.
No,
I hate bathroom attendants.
I hate the ones that are, like, aggressive, where they're like, I handed you a towel. Well, bitch, I could have got it myself. You didn't need to hand me... I need to pay you $1 because you handed me a towel?
I hate a bathroom attendant at a gay bar. Like, first...
I don't.
First, stop because you're ruining everyone else's fun.
This dick ain't gonna suck itself. No, that's why there's an attendant in there.
Secondly, I don't need to pay someone to hand me a paper towel. Thank you. And we're in a gay bar. No one cares.
Have you noticed that I just thought about this and I don't know why. Not that this has anything to do with bathroom attending, but have you noticed that Catching Up hasn't released a show?
Maybe they're in the toilet.
Oh, I get it. They're trying to catch up with the porcelain. That's so funny. Anyway.
I don't know about that. No, I think Mike's traveling a lot.
I think in the summer. Okay, I remember hearing that.
Because anyway. He's a lady that summers, I guess. A lady that summers Eve.
No, didn't land. It's so you skidded.
You guys, I had to do something really hard this week.
Get rid of your dogs?
No. Oh,
that was a bad joke.
We had to break up with a listener.
Oh, shit. We're going to go there?
I'm not going to say names.
No, but we're going to go there?
Yeah, I'm going to talk about it.
Okay.
I'm not going to be...
Especially
because it's not going to be rude or anything.
Especially because said listener doesn't listen.
Right.
Supposedly.
So, I know that sometimes we get on the show and we complain. And we're like, if we don't get this done, we're not going to do any more shows. Or we're going to record less or whatever. We had a listener message us and said...
On Facebook, nonetheless.
Right, on Facebook. On our Facebook page that said, if I hear it one more time, I will not listen.
So,
Roger...
I just want to point out that he was complaining about us complaining. So, essentially, you're doing the same thing that you're telling us we were doing. Anyway, go ahead.
So, because... I've been working with Roger to be a little more thick-skinned with podcasting. He had an appropriate answer, I feel, that said, thank you for your advice. Have a good day.
Yes, I was
trying to be... It was pretty much that.
Yes, I was trying to be as diplomatic as possible.
But it wasn't rude.
No.
It was a little smart-assy.
What'd you say?
It was a little smart-assy, but that's okay because...
Right, well, because, I thought, okay, look, just to kind of touch on that really quickly, you know what? If you know me in real life, like, I'm all about the fun. I'm all about the joke. I'm all about making people laugh. I want to make sure that everyone has a good time wherever we are, especially if you're with me. And you know what? I think this gives me the platform sort of to be kind of outrageous and outspoken. And sometimes it doesn't land well with people, and that's fine. And sometimes it does, and that's great. And when you get a laugh, that's awesome. I think that's what we do on the show. Mm-hmm. And, but like I said before, when it hits me on a personal level in regards to certain... There were two particular listeners of ours in the past that no longer are friends with me on Facebook because, they were trying to dish it out, and it started to become what I thought was personal. And when I responded to them... and really sort of kind of called them out for it, they continued to attack. And then unfriend me. And it's just like, you know, I'm calling you out on your shit and you're not responding to me. Like you're not standing up for what you said. You know, that's not cool. Especially because you don't know me. Like, mm-hmm. If Ricky would have said some of the stuff that was said to me or whatever, like, I don't care. Ricky knows me. He knows that I know him personally and he knows me personally. So whatever, we're cool like that. But I have a problem when it's someone that doesn't know me personally and they're saying stuff like that. Cause it's like, you know what? It's not cool. So when I responded to this listener, I was like, you know, I'm going to take a different approach because I could easily take it very personal, especially because he doesn't know me personally. And I don't think he knows Ricky personally either. And so I responded and I was trying to be as diplomatic as possible, but also trying to be funny at the same time. Like I've said in the past, dude, this is a show that we try to make funny. Not everything is meant to be taken seriously. Not everything is meant to be taken, you know, to heart. We try to just make things light. There's a lot of negativity in this world. There's a lot of negative things that are going on in the news. And we try to do a funny spin on everything. So that's why when I responded.
So I'm just going to read the messages because I'm not giving any names.
Sure.
But I think as podcasters and listeners, some listeners don't realize that what podcasters do.
Yes.
They don't realize how long it can take. They don't realize how much time it takes. And they don't realize that podcasters sometimes aren't given. I kind of feel. Let me read the messages and then I'll go into it.
Sure.
It says, getting very tired of Roger's threats of not doing a show. If he doesn't want to do the show, then don't do it. Roger responded, thank you for your kind email. We appreciate it. I think this is only the first or second time I've actually threatened not to do a show for a cause. Ricky's usually the one that throws those kind of threats, but thank you again for the email and for being a listener. This person then responded back, which then had me getting into it.
Yes.
It seems that my message may have just missed the mark. First, that was pretty much calling us stupid. That's what he was. I have been a longtime listener to Foul Monkeys ever since I've heard of this podcast since 2011. I have downloaded the back catalog and I have listened to every single episode from the worst of times to the best of times. And regardless of whatever rubbish Ricky or any other co-host has vomited on the episode, I have bared with it under the impression that it's just some form of artistic temper or quirk. But don't let my loyalty thus far fool you into thinking that I would any further tolerate any threats, regardless of either you or Ricky, of stopping and not doing shows any longer. Let me put it simply. The next time either one of you threatens not to do a show, even if it's for a cheap laugh, I will assume that it's for real, and that will be the last episode I will ever download of Foul Monkeys ever again.
Continuing. Okay,
so then I am at work, and I don't know, like, what's happening. Because, you know, I'm working. So then I see this and then I respond.
Well, I sent Ricky a message and I said, hey, have you seen this message? And we figured out it was Facebook. And I was like, hey, I think you need to handle this one. Because one, I think you know this listener a lot longer than I do. And two, I honestly was kind of upset that he sent us that message. Because there was a lot of, like, I felt like he was, our manager? Right.
So I said, hi, address the person's name. It's Ricky. I know that you have been a longtime listener to the show, and I thank you for that. But also, you have to understand a lot of our shows are one-sided. When we don't get feedback or when we don't have participation, we almost feel that we're doing the show for a non-existent audience. We can see how many people download the show, so sometimes it's annoying to have to beg and plead for someone to reach out to us. From what I remember on the last show, we were trying to get people to bid on an ornament for a good cause for Pride 48. I'm sorry you feel that way, and if we lose you as a listener, I'm sorry. No one understands what it feels like to be a podcaster. You put a lot of heart and soul into something and get nothing in return in most cases. Because we do have a bunch of good listeners.
Yeah.
We do have people that send us stuff. We're very appreciative of that. Always. Don't get me wrong.
And we always...
But for the most part, it's one-sided.
Very.
We don't get a lot of feedback. So I said, thank you for listening. Our last show worked, and our ornament is past $60. So it's apparent there will be more shows. Because our threat was, if you don't bid on this, we're not going to do a show, right?
Right.
This person responds, so I guess that means similar threats will remain as a useful tool in quotation marks, to get the validation for the show in the future. I said, maybe, I'm not sure. But as I said above, people responded and it got the job done. If we had greater communications and responses, I'm sure it would be different. I personally pay a lot of money into the show, and yes, I choose to do that. But just like a customer, if I don't get what I think I deserve, I make a stink about it. I'm sorry, person that responded, that you are upset about the threats. But this is my show, and I do as I please. Threatening me with not listening to the show, I feel, is not an appropriate response. Again, I'm sorry you're leaving us. But that is your choice. And you guys, I've pretty much, anyone that's never been happy, I try to make them happy. But this instance is different. Only because, I want to continue to talk about it, but I need to finish the messages.
Sure, go ahead and finish it.
This person said, and the many threats to not record while staring at the download rate to your podcast is an appropriate course of action. That is rich. I had mentioned that I will no longer listen to your show if the show decides to continue with threats to stop recording. But since you've already said twice that you're sorry I'm leaving you guys, then there really is no point in me overstaying my welcome. As you wish, all the best to your future endeavors. I said, and to yours as well. If this person is so upset by our threats, why was there no communication with us prior to that, except for when Brad, Waylon, and I, the last time this person spoke to us was, if you don't stop threatening to do the show, I will not listen again. That's the only communication we've had since then between these two. Why do you feel that it's okay to do these threats and you don't fucking communicate with us? And I was shocked. I'm kind of shocked because this listener listens to a lot of Pride 48 shows. I'm sorry. I try to be as nice as I possibly can. I try to please people. But don't threaten me. I mean, I'm sorry that...
About your show.
Right. I'm sorry that you feel that... Why are you still listening? If you don't like it, don't fucking listen. It's kind of contradictory because we're telling people, contact us. Don't contact us because of something like that. How about you say, oh, here's something you could talk about in the next show, or a place to bid on your ornament.
Well, and you know, and that's my thing. And like, I mean, just kind of, and I'm not trying to bring him up to, you know, just because he's an example for this story, but look at, you know, like
this happens a lot.
Like RC Martinez, he made a comment about our ornament and then didn't bid. I'm sure he has bid now.
No, he has.
Yeah, yes. And I'm not... It's just as an example. But he actually did something. So it's like, you know, if... The thing about it is...
And I have to say, RC Martinez is one of the reasons why our ornament started to go up.
Yes.
Because of what he did on Facebook. So even though when we first discussed the issue, he hadn't done anything.
Right.
He followed
up. And that could have been for many, a myriad of reasons.
Right.
I mean, he may have not seen it, whatever.
Right.
Whatever the case is, it doesn't matter. He bid. And, you know, we use him as an example in that particular episode, more so just out of fun. It wasn't actually to force him to do, because he could do whatever he wants. But it was just just a joke, like, hey, whatever. The thing is that, you know, just to kind of harp on what, you know, Ricky was saying, is that, you know what, we actually, we do put a lot of time into this. Like, I take time out of my schedule for the weekend to come down here.
You drive here.
To drive here. It takes me almost an hour to get to Ricky's house because of how far I live. It's about 45 minutes to get down here.
But it's actually not how far. It's because of fucking traffic.
Yes, right. More so than anything, it's because of traffic. But, you know, it's, you know, I have to take time out of my schedule. If we can't do Saturdays or if we can't do Sundays, then I need to take time out of my schedule to come out after work. Ricky does the same thing. He doesn't always have enough time to do this stuff. That's why sometimes you get a half hour show. And you know what? Sometimes we just don't want to do it.
Right.
But you know what? We still put something out for you guys. And you know what? And I personally don't think that it's too much to ask for you guys to bid on an ornament, especially when it's going on a good cause. So if we're going to bitch and complain about something, I think that it's an appropriate response to the subject at hand.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? We don't communicate a lot with people on Facebook or through email or through voicemail or through Twitter. We have our few that do, and we're very grateful for them, and mm-hmm. they're loyal for it. And we are so thankful and grateful for that. But at the same time, like, it is difficult to continue to do something that you do every week, twice sometimes, even when we were doing the videos. Like, when we were doing the videos, we would get minimal response. Mm-hmm. And it was just like...
And we've kind of stopped doing the video. That's a whole different issue.
Yes.
But I kind of relate this to what's called, like... I guess I think of what it's called is, like, nursing fatigue or nurse fatigue.
Mm-hmm.
Here you are, a person that takes care of people all day long, all day long, all day long, right. all day long.
No one takes care of you.
And then you don't get anything back. Right. And I could see why a nurse, a physician, a CNA, a person in the health field, a teacher, they give, and they feel that sometimes they don't get anything back for it. Yeah, you might be getting a paycheck. A paycheck is not the same as someone coming to you and saying,
thanks.
You know what? Thank you for what you did. Right. Or I really appreciate it. You're a nice person. I want to recommend this for you. You know, that's different than getting an actual paycheck.
Right.
We've had a few sponsors who paid for us. That's fine. But you guys remember, we don't really get paid for this.
Right.
I put a lot of money into this. Yeah, it's my choice. But just respect that it's free. And that if you are not happy because of, like, threats or anything that we do to try to gain listenership, just don't listen. I mean, this was kind of upsetting to me because I was, you know, I was like, okay, this is the second time you've done this to me. I'm right. tired of it.
It's like,
it's not happening anymore.
Right.
So I just told the person to go.
Yeah. You know, and that's what sucks. And please, by all means, do not for 1 second think that we don't appreciate that you guys listen. And even if you don't communicate with us on a daily or whatever, like, we still appreciate that you guys listen. And it's not to go without
just saying something back. Just a hello.
Right.
Great show.
And we have.
Give us something. And we get it from loyal people that kind of, I mean, we do have a couple emails today that we need to talk about.
I think from new listeners, but I'm not sure. They're new listeners to me, I should say. But, like, you know, and that doesn't go without saying, like, the people who actually do, you know, give us a compliment or provide things to us or do things for us or whatever. Like, you know, we appreciate that. And they don't go without being noticed. You know what I mean? And but things like that, like, you know, when I say something that I know is potentially going to, get a response or a reaction, like, I don't want to hear what your negative reaction. If it's not going to be thoughtful, if it's not going to be, you know.
Or they could disagree with you, but right. give your reasoning. Don't right. just if say, I don't like what you said.
Right, exactly. If you're going to disagree with something that I said on the show, like... Be an adult, support why you're saying that you don't agree with me, and don't make it personal. Like, don't attack someone or the show or whatever. Like, just be like, look, you know what? You guys touched on a subject, like, you know.
And we took care of it. Like, the guy that was pissed off about
West Virginia. Yeah, like, that was...
I mean, that's a valid... I understood why he was upset, exactly. And he gave us the reason.
Right.
But if you're just saying... You know, this person gave us no reason why they feel that
right.
they're tired of hearing it.
Right. Their reason was just they're tired of hearing it.
Yeah. Sorry. That's not a good enough reason. So anyway, we're going to stop talking about this. I just want to let you guys know that not everything is lovey-dovey.
I mean, if you're gonna give us like a reason, at least attach a $5 bill. Like,
right.
I mean, shit.
I want to say thank you to, I guess I could say his name, but Rex Rivers. He sent us an article about Lee Crooks, the guy that does the speaking of the CTA. He does all the announcements.
I think we mentioned him on the last episode, not the one we just recorded. I think we briefly mentioned that he sent us something.
So thank you for sending that to us. We do have a voicemail. Would you like to listen to it?
No.
No. I'm just kidding.
I mean, we
send us stuff. Send us stuff. But we ain't gonna play.
We just literally said that.
Just one moment. Google's trying to get it together. Here we go.
Google.
Girl, I didn't even know y'all had an ornament, but I'm about to bid on that bitch about $100. Bye.
Okay, so I don't know who this is. He's country. And he said
that he sounded country, right?
Right. And then he said he was going to put $100 towards our ornament, which would be fucking amazing. It hasn't gotten there yet, but I mean, please do. Yes. Please do.
Yeah,
I mean,
totally. Please. Do it. Because we will be at 175 at that point. Oh,
God.
Oh, my God.
The best.
The envy. The envy. Part of my co-pilot will have when we go up there and be like, guess who won the ornament fund? Guess who won the ornament fund? Because that's clearly, I mean, you know, yes, it's for a good reason, but clearly we want to beat Pot is My Co-Pilot. Because, you know, they are grandbabies to, or they are babies to Ricky. So right. Really, they should be bowing down to us, or to Ricky. Well, me too, but whatever.
And did you know, hear, a spinoff.
And did you hear, supposedly I'm getting up 1 minute?
I heard Pride at the live show.
I am terrified and excited because I don't know what the hell they're going to say. The only one that really actually knows a bit about me would be Taylor because he's the only one that listens to the show and that actually knows me. So,
well, you met Taffy last year, so she kind of knows you.
Yeah, but I mean, like, Taylor knows me because he actually listens to the show. So, like, he knows a little bit more than Taffy does. But by the way, I'm really excited that they're going to be down there. I can't wait to see them. It's sad that Rodan is not going to be there because... of whatever certain circumstances, but we'll see him on the TV again.
Make sure you guys get there. Pride48.com. Do what you can to get there. It's a lot of fun. You meet
and
a lot
donate.
Of people.
Like, I mean, outside of the ornament, like donate.
Do the auctions for the ornaments. I think that you can auction for pieces that are going to be at Pride48. You don't have to be there to win them.
Right. You don't have to be there to win.
So you could do that, or you could auction maybe some of my colorings.
Yes.
You could do that.
Your adult colorings.
You don't have to be there to win it. Just as long as you're putting money, if you're donating on through the website, every $5 that you put in gets you a raffle ticket for whatever prize. Because I don't think they assign the auctions. They just pick an item, choose a ticket, and you win it.
Yes.
So you're not really bidding for one thing.
Right. And it's a good cause. Again, it's, I mean, I know, granted, this is not, we're not curing cancer. I got it. But... you know,
it's good.
It's good. Yeah. It's
totally, and if you want to continue listening to Pride 48 live, like on the stream, this money supports for our website. It supports our live streaming. It supports the next events that we do. Any fees, anything that has to be paid comes out of those funds.
You know, if you find yourself having an extra, you know, million. 20 or 100, send it our way. Right. I mean...
we'll take our 80% and then we'll donate the 20%. No, I'm just kidding.
Oh my God.
I would not do that. So we have another we have another voicemail, which is a very interesting email. I never thought about it.
An interesting email or a voicemail?
It's an email.
Oh, you said voicemail. Sorry.
I'm sorry. This is from Joseph. He says, hello guys.
Oh, is that the one where he disses me?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
I listen to your show on the train for about 2 to 3 hours a day. You make me laugh out loud and people look at me, but I don't give a fuck. We don't either, Joseph.
No.
So I am current, then also catching up and mostly committed. Mostly.
Mostly.
So I am currently listening to episode 584, Christmas Cards of Paloozers.
That was last year's, right? Yeah. Oh my God.
You spoke about how sad you were that people were not responding to wanting a Christmas card.
Oh yeah, that's right. Because we did a survey and we only got like 30.
Not even that, I don't think.
Oh no, it was 20.
Womp, I will totally sign up for next year. Do you send dick pics? Or is it a receive to send kind of thing? Did Adnan get anything? Anyways, you talk about interactions being down, and I feel that maybe you should talk less about all the other podcasts. I have listened to a couple episodes of Anything You Recommend, but then question why you guys talk about competition on your own podcast, except cereal. Like when you go to Popeyes, they don't talk about how good KFC and Chick-fil-A are. That's nuggets of hate. I have to admit, they're pretty good.
Well, it's pretty good chicken.
Just a thought. Thanks, Ricky, for being a friend on Facebook and following Instagram. Roger, you're okay too. Ha ha. Cheers, Joe.
Why is it that I always get treated like the fucking...
You're the Christina to Joan Crawford. I'm Joan Crawford. I'm Mommy Dearest. You are the shadow.
Oh, thank you for saying that I'm smaller.
No, I'm saying that you're brown.
No, oh, stupid.
Thank you.
Is Joseph. That all that you could come back with? Yeah. Really?
Thank dumb. You, Joseph, for providing the question and or the email.
Thank and to answer you, your question, Joseph.
To answer your question, I don't think when we talk about other podcasts, it's because we are related to them somehow. They're like in our network, like Pride 48. We tease. And
Ricky birthed of them.
Right. I birthed it all of them.
So no, like Ricky's granddaddy to Christina and Nicole from Greetings of Nowhere, because they were birthed by...
From Taylor.
Right. And you're also Babalu. You're also a grandfather to y'all, Babalu.
I feel important.
Right. Going back to real quickly, just to kind of wrap it around a 360, that's the reason why when we say that we not necessarily, I don't want to say deserve because that kind of takes a entitled type of thing, but when we don't get responses and we bitch and moan, that's the reason why. Because Ricky has helped create
a bunch of creativity,
a bunch of podcasts. That, you know, they're a little bit less than us, but whatever. And no, I'm just kidding.
It's totally not that serious.
No, it's not that serious, but go ahead, tell me.
But we talk about other shows because we like them. And really on our podcast, because they're free, there's really no competition, really. We don't say, oh, you know, they suck, blah, blah, you know. It's just friendly going back and forth. So we'll mention them because we either listen ourselves or we interact with them or other listeners have told us about. Okay.
I'm sorry. Guys. We have a dinosaur in here.
Right. I don't know if you heard that, but. Oh, they look so precious.
I know. Finally, she's not moving.
But it's not really competition for us because we don't get paid. We're. Like getting listeners isn't a competition, really. It's no. I mean, we love more listeners,
yes,
but we don't steal listeners from other podcasts or that's just not. It's not a podcasting thing, I guess.
It's not like
TV where people are trying to
right
get with people to watch
because it gets more money and all that stuff. No, it's not like that. A lot of the time, too, we know these people personally. Like we've met them, or I would say with myself, like. I've met a lot of podcasters from going to Vegas last year. And so for me, like I interact with some of them, like the people from, Pod is my co-pilot. Like I interact with them. Christina from Greetings of Nowhere. I interact with her fairly frequently. Mm-hmm. We'll go back and forth and whatever, but so that's why I think it's just a friendly, like, hey, listen to this podcast. Mm-hmm. 'Cause we like it. So go on ahead and, listen to it. Basically what we're saying is if we don't mention you, we don't listen
that's
to you.
That's not true. That, just kidding. That definitely is not true. Because.
Just kidding.
I listen to shows. I don't really name a lot of them because they're kind of dorky. They're kind of like MacCast or,
Culture just, Mac. I love that show.
It's just stuff like that. Yeah. It's just technical stuff.
It's no different than you going to a friend and saying, hey, have you listened to this album?
Mm-hmm.
So, no same different thing. Than yeah, yeah, it's the same thing.
So thank you for emailing us, Joe. And we really appreciate, well, first, that you're listening 2 to 3 hours a day, because that's a ooh, lot of fucking, girl. That's a lot
and
of
especially if it's not with me and Ricky. Oh, girl. You need a
some
prayer.
Some of the old episodes, I have to say, are really bad, because when I was going back and trying to listen to some of them to choose, like, when we have our breaks, it will play old shows. Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're like... Just, the comedic awful. Genius is not on this one. Damn it.
That's not what I think, but It's it just is. Like, oh my God, the sound is awful. The people are awful.
I do have to say, and this is not a, this is not a, a burn on anyone who has, you know, microphone/technical difficulties with their sound. I have to say though, we sound pretty, we sound pretty good. And you know what? And when I, and I think jingling, are you listening? Sleigh bells ring, are you glistening? Anyway, but so yeah, they like, I listen to, I listen to a lot of professional, and what I, what I say professional, I mean like they get paid, like, in the studio,
or
they,
they're famous,
they get recorded in an actual studio, whatever, and their sound, I've listened to a couple that I'm like,
what's happening?
You actually record in a studio where you have, I think our mics are really good, mm-hmm. and you sound that shitty. So I have to say that our sound is pretty good. But anyway.
I don't, it, believe me, it's been a process to get it to sound the good, okay. I mean, it'll never be perfect for Daniel Brewer because he's like the sound Nazi. You know, his, their show sounds excellent.
Oh, really?
I want to, yeah. I wish just that kidding. I could be across on Skype and sound that good.
Well, you know what, though? I have to say, with a couple, just a couple glitches once or twice on their episodes, but Podcast My Co-Pilot does sound good too. And so does Catching Up.
How dare you mention them?
Right. That, those
low lives.
They do live in Florida. Not all of them, but two of them do. But I do have to say that their sound, I mean, I know Taylor goes through a lot.
I think he's the strict one.
Yeah, he's a Nazi, kind of like Daniel.
Yeah, I think so. I think he has like a mac and cheese moment like every episode, but we just don't know about it. Do you know what a mac and cheese episode? You'll have to go back and listen to their old episodes to know what that is. Mm. Anytime that he's really upset, he's doing something like this. It's like,
oh, yeah.
There's a story, but you have to.
Right. He has talked about losing it like 2 seconds before the show goes live. And he's like, and welcome to, and it's like total composure. Yeah. But anyways,
you guys, well, we're at 45, 42 minutes. Let's talk about a little bit.
Oh, are we releasing 2 hour shows this week? Wow.
2 1 hour shows.
You guys are getting, look, after all that bitching and moaning, you're getting 2 hours of us this week. That's amazing. You're welcome.
Right. You are so welcome.
Like, so welcomed.
Let's talk about a little bit more about Pride 48. Our show is at 5:30 Pacific time.
Specific time.
PDT.
PDT, y'all.
Y'all, PDT. It's on August 27th. We are from 5:30 to 6:30. Before us is Cocktails and Cream Puffs from 4:30 to 5:30. And then after us is Next Blime, 6:30 to 7. So make sure
that you... Baron motherfucker, is he going to be right after us?
Riding on the coattails.
Always. I am going to make sure that he is late to his fucking show. I'm going to
wait, which means our show will be longer.
Totally. They'll be like, Baron, where's that frosty bitch? But we get to see Dr. P.
I know, Dr. Penis.
Yummy.
But there's a lot of shows this year, so make sure that you go and listen. This year's a little different because we're having breaks in the shows, so we have more time to eat lunch. You know, we can do a few more things in Vegas, so make sure you listen. We'll be live at that time, so we'll be taking your calls and chatting with you at pride48.com.
Yes.
What else we got to talk about? We need to fill 15 minutes.
Also, just make sure that if you, like we said in the last episode, if you live anywhere close to Vegas, drive on in, walk on in.
Drive taxi, on in, walking in, and Uber. Come to me and say, hey, Ricky, and then I turn around and just ignore you and walk off.
Right. Just and then come and say hi. Maybe you could be a part. Hey, if you guys have any ideas of what you want us to maybe talk about, maybe do on the show while we're in Vegas, we will take your suggestions.
We haven't really probably planned won't anything.
Do anything not, with it, but you know.
That's not true.
I'm just kidding.
We don't have anything planned.
We didn't don't last plan. Year, and it was an amazing show, I just have to say.
Oh, I don't know if it was that.
We accidentally, purposely wore the same shirt. I don't know how that happened. That
was weird.
That was so weird.
I was looking at the pictures the other day, and I was like, do we have the same shirt on?
We did have the same shirt. We should do something similar, but do it better.
Same underwear?
No. Because that would require us to take our pants off.
Oh.
We were going to do that, but you chickened out.
Same shoes?
No, we'll do a shirt. We'll create a shirt and we'll wear the same shirt.
Oh, okay. So
if you want to send us like $50, we can. I'm just kidding. Send us $50 or we'll never do a show.
We're solidly strutting the shit out of you.
Exactly. Look at how hungry Ricky is. If you just send
$20, he'll get 90 cents.
If you just send $20, I will.
You know what? Him. Some of the listeners that listen may not know who Sally Struthers is. Do you want to explain that's a what fucking this is? Shame. Well, some of them are young. They don't know.
That because I don't give a shit. Look it up. We're going to give you homework like right. Taylor gives Luke.
Look to see who Sally Struthers is.
She was on All in the Family, was she?
I think so, yeah.
She was a daughter of a super inappropriate racist show for its time.
Well, it's still.
Yeah, I mean, super. You watch it now and you're like, oh, well, my God. Well,
at the time, people did talk like that.
Yeah,
but it's not as offensive as it would be today.
Like today you're watching, you're like, oh my God, they were allowed to say it. Well, it wouldn't be offensive now to me, at least. I mean, but it is to some people, it would be offensive because you're just like, that would never happen on TV.
Right.
Certain things maybe, but oh, and some of the innuendos they would say, I mean, you're just like, oh my God, like that was allowed. And yet Janet got barred for the rest of her life for
showing up, not even showing her nipple.
Just, yeah. It was like, whatever. But anyways, look it up. She was a part of that cast. And then, like most people
sad things happened.
She gained weight. And it looked like she wanted to eat every child that would come up on the screen with her. She
was in an infomercial to save African children.
Yes. And she'd get off and be like, where's my cheeseburger? Fuck that child.
They actually made fun of her on
SNL. They've made fun of her on almost every comedic show.
South Park did a really good one.
SNL did a couple good ones. Anyways, look her up. She's pretty funny.
Is she still alive?
Yeah, I think so. She's still trying to eat them, you know, pot-bellied childrens. anyways, but yeah, if you can go to Vegas and, you know, hang
it's
out
fun.
With us.
I mean, I know you guys hear us like tease, but it is fun. You meet a lot of fun, interesting people.
Yes.
Oh, fun people. You can do pretty much any fucking
not
thing
so
you want.
Not so fun people.
You can pretty much do any fucking thing you want there. You don't have, just because you're there for Pride 48 doesn't mean you have to hang out with everybody from Pride 48. Mm. You can go do your own things.
Although,
it's not required.
You know, I noticed that we haven't done a lot of, oh my God, my lip. I've noticed that we haven't planned anything for like a group outing like we did last year. I think we need
there are things on the website. For
there's a couple things I have seen. Not interested. But there, I thought we were going to do Britney Spears. Is that off the table still? Is it on the table? Taylor, call my people. Let's plan that.
I'm not doing Britney Spears. Tickets are too expensive, and I don't want to see her. So if it was Mariah, you know, I'd be right up on it.
Right in the front.
All day, every day.
Every day. I will tell you, and that's really sad because we're not going to get to see her.
Because she's out of town. Or
yeah, because like
she's on
break.
Hold. Yeah.
And
she's
then
on hold.
And then she's not coming back till
January.
Yeah. Right when Jennifer Lopez comes in.
She does a lot of Christmas stuff. So she travels for the Christmases.
Right. And then this last year, she did the concerts at the Beacon Theater in New York. And I think this year
she's doing it this year, too.
Maybe we can do that. Maybe we can go see her. Okay. Okay, moving along. Anyways, what else? Anything else you want to talk about? How many more minutes we have?
About 12.
Oh. Anyways, anything in
oh yeah, well, Tony's going to Seattle for a week, so I'm going to be a bachelor for 9 days.
What
Which you guys don't see me, but I got my hands in the air.
He's
like,
what,
I just
in, like
don't
a white
care
girl.
I'm gonna be like an old married white cat lady and just sit at home and, well, not be around cats,
but right,
have my dogs with me, eat bonbons, watch Netflix.
You know, let me ask you a question. Have you actually eaten a bonbon before? Because I don't know if I know what they are.
It's candy.
No, I mean,
I've had a bonbon before.
Yeah. Clearly, I know what a fucking bonbon is. But is it like...
They're different things. They're different. Oh, poor thing. She's
so deaf.
She wants you to pet her. It's just candy. It's kind of like,
is it chocolate
covered? They have like cream things. Here,
you know what? Let me look it up. Keep talking.
Just look up. Just look it up. The pictures. So I'm gonna be a bachelor for 9 days. Which pretty much says my life is gonna be sad because I'll be going to like McDonald's for dinner, or you know. Ordering out different sad places like Taco Bell.
That's so weird.
I'm sure Roger and I will get together one time that week to
do something. Is it this week, right? Oh, yeah, because I'll be in Evanston probably Thursday night.
Oh, you know what? Busy. Oh,
stupid. See, this is the reason why I hate him as a friend.
But as a person, you love me.
No. I don't know you.
Who?
Oh, exactly. I don't know her.
I'll email you and we're like, who?
What?
Think, is this,
how did you get my email? Is this spam? Oh, I want some.
That is nasty.
It's actually not when you fry it.
I don't eat anything you have to clean the jelly off of before you eat it. No, ma'am. I don't do that. Spam, treat. What are other the canned ham. That is Vienna sausages. Oh, okay. That's like my childhood coming back. I fucking hate it.
So I have another appointment with my tattoo artist on September 20th. Mm-hmm. He's going to redo my fingers because
they're rotting off.
It's like literally gone. So now I have to go through this pain again. In order to...
How does he going to make it stay?
Well, you know, the thing
different
is...
Different ink or something?
No, he'll use the same ink. The problem is that with the it's not like...
The phalanges.
It's not like the skin is not like... It's too thin. Mm-hmm. So it's like it doesn't... It's really hard for it to stay in there. And he was like, you know, sometimes we have to do it even 3 times before it actually sticks. And I'm like, if it does not stick this motherfucking second time, we ain't doing it again.
Just chop my finger off.
We're not doing it again. It'll just look this faded. It'll be like, place. Actually, any place is, it's pretty okay. I mean, with the exception of the A's and maybe the top of the P. But anytime, I mean, it's like, anytime? Where is that?
It's like an all-print magazine.
Right. Which kind of looks cool if that was the intent. It's but not. It's not because you when you look at it from far away, it's like what happened to your fingers? Did you chop them? So
I talked about my tattoo that I'm getting.
Yeah, so I'm gonna get two. I'm gonna have him, you know, rehash these up again, you know, fix them, and then I'm gonna get another one on this finger so that I'm even, and then which I already know what I'm gonna get on this one. I'll tell you later because
okay,
but and then I think I'm gonna either do an arm one here, just like a small one, or maybe like on my shoulder or on my ankle. I'm just I want something that's not gonna take more than an hour because I don't want to give him thousands of dollars later. Bitch ain't got the money. Bitch ain't got the money.
Do y'all take EBT?
Right. Can God, I suck I your I dick? Had EBT. I wish I could barter, seriously, because I'd be like sucking dick forever. I'd be like, or I will
tattoo.
I know you're married and I know you have a wife, but I will do her that favor,
right? So she doesn't have to hurt her jaw,
exactly.
Because she knows his is probably lady. Like his is probably a beer can. You think
he's a big boy? Oh, he's so cute though. You've seen pictures of him? Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's so cute. And he's got such an amazing amount of hair on his head that I'm like, can I just take that off? I mean, I know I have, you know, okay hair. Like, my hair is pretty good, but like, you know, I can use a little fuller head of hair.
I hear you, sister.
Thank you. But I look at him and I'm like, I hate
lucky
you.
Lucky bitch.
Anyway. But so, yeah, so that's going to happen. I've pretty much picked on the one tattoo I'm going to do on my finger. I'm still deciding on the other one, but I think I'm going to do it on my ankle. I was thinking of doing like, of course, something gender related. But I think, you know what you did? You know what? You inspired something because you told me the last time that you found it interesting that I did not have anything that was George Michael related. And I've actually been thinking about that since you said that to me. And there's a couple things that I really, really love
about George Michael. A bathroom stall, a glory hole.
Right, exactly. a policeman with his dick out. Right. Everyone loves that. So I'm toying around with
hot boy pants and a police outfit.
Right, exactly. Jean jacket with bearded hair. Oh, wait, that's already me.
Wham.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Speaking of Wham, how did anyone not know that he was super gay?
What?
I mean, he was in hot pink shorts or green shorts.
I think with the ladies, bandana. I think the ladies knew, but it was so, they were so attracted to him, they refused to believe it. Like when girls meet me.
By the way, like, yes, because you're all the rage in the straight world.
Just saying. Everybody wants to have my babies.
Oh, God. Just. Nasty.
You know. What were you gonna say?
I was gonna say that it's kind of like George Michael is kind of like Mariah Carey right now, like, or like Janet Jackson, where he's been gone from the music industry for a while now since his last album. I mean, he did release Sinfonica, which is, it was a great album, but it was really just a rehash of like all his tour, which was done live with an orchestra. Mm-hmm. Which a lot of people have always wanted him to do because he, the way his Tori musicality, Amos did that. Yeah. And it, I mean, it's her, I'm sure that her music was really great, in that sort of fashion. Cause she's that kind of artist, but he hasn't released a new album with new material since Patience. And that's been like, or Patient, like that's been like probably like 7 years, 6 years, maybe. So it's been a while. And so I think the music industry misses him. Oh my God, what if his
debut song is with Janet Jackson?
Oh my God, actually, there was a picture that I reposted on Facebook with both of them. And I think that was like I'm sure they met throughout the years several times. Mm-hmm. But I saw that and I was like, oh my God, this would be musical magic if they got together. Like, they would do great. Like he did with Whitney.
They both have whisper. They could both do whisper voices.
Yes, and really well. And you know, it's so funny because we were talking about how I know that you and I talked about how Janet has done the whispery thing, but like another fanboy of a person that I know of Janet, we were talking about the same thing too. We're like, when did she get this whole whispery thing? Like, well, it was after like All For You.
I'm innocent. Don't talk to me.
Right.
You know, I'm like,
wait, I have to mention that when I was listening to the episode, we were talking about
her snoring.
I was at my desk just like laughing my ass off because I could.
That.
Anyways.
Is there a dove in here?
Is there a pigeon?
Oh my God. Oh my God. Let me tell you what Tony did today.
Killed a pigeon?
No. We have brown rice that we don't use because it takes forever to cook. But we have a lot of it. So we were walking to Dunkin' Donuts to get coffee today. And he pulls out a baggie of brown rice and just pours it on the sidewalk. And I'm like, you can't do that. If they eat that, they're going to like bloat up and die or something. Like, that's why they don't throw like rice at weddings anymore. He's like, what? I'm like,
yeah. I thought that was Mentos.
He goes, what? And I'm like, yeah, you're killing them. He's like, I was wondering why I haven't seen any of them the past week. And so the ones he poured on the ground, we walked back from Dunkin' Donuts and then he took his foot and like, you know, threw it all over the place. He goes, well, if they're going to eat it, they're going to eat it. Like, yeah, you should only probably give them cooked rice if you're going to give them rice or birdseed.
Right. That, well, isn't birdseed great? He thought
he
was doing
so good. He thought he was, yeah, but it doesn't blow up when it's ingested.
Oh, that's interesting.
But it was so cute because, you know, he was like, look what I'm doing for the birds. And I'm like,
and of course, fucking Dream Crusher over right here.
Dream Crusher, come rescue my dreams.
No.
What, Dream Crusher,
what's keep the, crushing my dreams.
Because I don't want to be happy.
Are we still sending our... Sorry, it was the snow. Oh. Are we still sending our stuff over to the other...
Oh, I haven't in a while.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, new listeners, thank you. So,
I guess not.
So we can go now because we're at 60 minutes.
Oh. Okay.
So thank you for listening. Pride48.com. Go there. Learn. Get educated.
Educated, okay.
Go bid on some ornaments. Go bid on some other stuff that are up for auction. Donate every $5. Get you a ticket for an item that's up for auction. And some of them are really good. Like...
Ricky's
Taffy,
art.
Taffy is donating like 2 wedding bands.
What?
Yeah, you didn't know that?
No. And I listened to her show. State of the Station. Yeah, I don't listen to that.
Well, you should. Go listen, and then you'll actually State of the Station happens on Sundays at 8 p.m. Eastern. Go and listen to it, and then you can, or if you can't, just download it Monday or Tuesday when it comes out.
Is it on its podcast? Like, it's got its own podcast
feed?
Yeah,
it has a RSS feed.
Okay, I'll have to go back and listen to them, because I
don't know. All right, this is Ricky.
One more thing.
Oh.
If you decide to visit us in Vegas, maybe Ricky and I will have a personal dinner with you. But you have to let us know if you're coming to visit, so, like, email us and let us know. Hey, we'll be in Vegas. In Vegas? Goodbye, y'all.
Vegas.
I'm going to go get some speech therapy because clearly I'm having a fucking stroke.
See you in Vegas.
Oh, my God. Anyways, see you guys. Oh,
poor thing.
I know.
Just no words.
I can go pee.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Foul Monkeys. We really appreciate your feedback.
Please visit us at foulmonkeys.com. Or call us at 863-666-0377.
You can follow us on Twitter by following at Foul Monkeys and visit our Facebook page by visiting facebook.com/Foul Monkeys and make sure you like our page.
You can also listen to us on Stitcher Radio, Rainbow Radio, or iTunes. And if you really love us, leave us a review on iTunes. And if you really hate us, or just hate us.
You hate us.
I mean, yeah.
How about Chicago? I could be there.